It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Are you well?
Are you all right?
No, I sucked down a piece of rice. Thank you, Chipotle.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Chipotle.
Rice meant to be swallowed, not inhaled.
God almighty. Have you ever done that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Sucked a piece of rice down into your windpipe?
Sure. It's hard
help
to
out, pal!
It's hard to talk after that. Mike is now trying to recover. He really does have a bit of food. I guess he sort of inhaled while he was eating, and it got lodged in there. If you've ever tried to talk under those circumstances,
oh my God,
you can't, and it hurts.
But he's better.
Are
than
my
he
eyes
was.
Watering?
Yes, they are. You're better than you were 2 minutes
to
ago.
God.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes ago, you stood and left the room.
Well, I'll be all right. We'll see what happens. It's still there, fellas.
Yeah, I know. And it makes your eyes water.
Do you want me to feel like Jerry Lewis?
Do you want me to thud your back? Give you a thump on the back?
He was drinking water.
No,
drinking
that's
water
okay.
is not going to help you.
Please
with your
don't
lungs.
Ask direct questions of me for a minute.
All right.
All right. Well, anyway, that's
Buzz,
the way it
is.
Buzz,
does he want
folks.
Me to hit him on the back?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't think so.
It is what it is. I will survive this break.
You'll be fine.
We're hanging in there, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Chipotle Mexican Grill, specializing in fresh made to order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at chipotle.com. I am getting punished.
You think
really?
It is?
For
I was
what?
Just going to
I'm cheating.
Ask.
Oh. This is a massive cheat.
That's
I will
what
not
it is.
Be eating dinner tonight. There's my dinner. That's it, because I wasn't supposed to do this.
That's
I swear
what it
to
is.
God.
Oh, man.
Karma's a funny thing.
Sorry that is that the happened. Worst feeling in the world.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure yeah. that guy that got the boulder on the
say,
foot, that might be a little
bad
bit
too.
Worse.
Jesus.
Mauled by a lion.
But you survived. That's the important
that's
thing.
That's the second time. You know, I've been doing that. I always talk about my Uncle Bill Sheehan, mm-hmm. who used to choke all the time.
Right. Once a
but I swear to God, I am turning into my Uncle Bill Sheehan.
Oh, you don't want that.
At this stage in his life, the man was unmarried. That's me. He had a beautiful woman that he hung out with. That's me.
True.
I got to, you know what? I got
the same. Woman, though.
No, not the same woman, God damn it. But okay. he would sit there and choke, and I'm starting to choke more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something very, very dangerous.
Yeah. You need like a soda, something sweet, I think.
I don't know what I need, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Yes, Beth. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. Try to contain your glee.
Look
no.
who's here.
You started
I came
this.
In to do the
it's your
Heimlich.
Fault. No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
I started it. Blame it on me.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I choked so much as a kid growing up
yeah.
that we'd be at
on
the-
what?
On food.
Hey, get it?
There you go.
I have two sisters and one brother and my mom and dad at the dinner table. I choke so much, I would literally be going...
This is the second choking in the day for me. I choked when I was saying... I choked as soon as I said... Well, they shouldn't bring it at 4:30. They should bring it at... you have to love that moment.
No,
then I'm just talking randomly in here to Buzz,
right.
and I inhale a little perfect grain of spiced rice
mm-hmm. yeah.
that goes down my windpipe,
and
then I go
special...
into my Uncle Bill Sheehan mode, where, are you okay? And that's what people ask. Are you okay?
Yeah, talk
and,
to us.
And you're going to you know, say, are you okay? Now, let me give you a sermon on that. And I'm doing the same move that my Uncle Bill Sheehan does, and his was... and he'd be waving his arms like, stay away from me.
Right.
Or, and what you're really trying to say at that moment, mm-hmm. unless, of course, you really are choking to death,
right.
you're saying, you know, just don't bother me.
Right.
Let me deal with this on my own, because right. nobody can help you except
but
yourself.
But there is a special cough when someone inhales a piece of food.
And it's hard not to be concerned.
Yeah. And
wow.
I heard it right away.
Well, thanks to the people for Chipotle. We inhaled it.
Yeah.
Hey, get it?
Literally.
We actually
yeah.
inhaled it. But, I'm feeling better now.
Good.
But I choked so much as a kid at the dinner table, like every
Why?
Night.
Why
that
did you
I
choke
would literally,
so much?
Because I would be choking on my food, Buzz.
Do you but think you ate too fast?
You didn't chew.
Let
did,
the woman talk. Now they pipe up.
I know. So,
yeah.
So I'd be going, and they'd be going, hey, how was your day at school today, Janine? Very nice. They'd be passing potatoes to each other, and I'd be choking. And then when I finally could breathe, I go, I was dying. You're okay, Bethann. You do it every night.
Were you a reflux baby? Did you have
a
lot of?
So.
Did you have a little spitting up when you were? And I'm trying to remember which one of my daughters. Oh. One of them did. One of them didn't. It was either Catherine or Elizabeth that actually. And usually, if you have two kids in a family,
right.
one of the kids is a little spit uppy and the other kid isn't.
Mm. Robert, horrible. It, we he had
all
to have
the time.
He had to have a surgery on his pyloric valve.
Ugh.
His what valve?
The pyloric
the
valve.
Pyloric
the pylorus.
Valve.
That sounds scary.
That's at the base of the stomach. What connects the stomach to the colon? I believe.
Like when you say what connects, that's it. He almost sounded like you were coming from this land there.
That'd be down the base of the throat. What connects that to everything else in the body, ankle
I
bone?
It's on either the top or the bottom of the stomach, but it was too constricted, and he was not able to hold down food
I think
at
I
all.
Might remember that. I think
yeah.
I remember right after he was born that
yeah,
happened, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, it, the The moral of the story is don't eat when you're working.
Yeah. Okay. That's really. The moral.
We were, you know what?
Do you want me to uphold that?
And no. Don't work while you're eating.
We were racing the clock, actually,
yeah.
There.
Yeah, so, because landfill was late.
Well, maybe.
That's what it was.
We did get it for free.
Well, I mean, wasn't he supposed? Didn't he get like them. Half the order? He didn't bring back half the stuff he was supposed to.
Or did the order just look smaller?
Did he? He didn't dive into it.
Every single thing was accounted for.
Did he like chug a lug the sugary sodas?
No, he did. They were all diet.
All right, just curious. All right, keep up the good work. I like landfill. He knows that. Yeah. I love you, buddy.
We all like him.
And
right.
Remember, there was never a meal at the McBride House without potatoes.
Hello, Bethan.
Why did you
here you go.
So
tonight
much.
You got scallop potatoes. Tomorrow night it's a baked potato. Then it's potatoes au gratin. Then the next night we're going to have french fries followed by tater tots and a double stuffed potato for the Friday night treat.
But when will you mash your potatoes?
Hello, Bethan.
Janine McBride. Bethan McBride.
It's dinner in the McBride household. Brian from Fairfax, you're on the show. How are you, Brian?
I have a choking story real quick.
Good, I can feel your pain, brother.
I was eating some Chipotle, or not Chipotle, Taco Bell taco.
Right.
Got a piece of chicken stuck in my throat where I could talk and I could breathe, but I couldn't swallow. So I was spitting up my own spit for about 3 hours. Went to the emergency room, and it ended up spending $150 to sit there right before they were going to go in and look. I swallowed it, walked out of there, paid my bill, went home, and everything was fine.
Oh, it's a scary feeling. It really is. I guess, you know, when you can't talk and you're not – I think they say, as far as choking is concerned, the time to get really worried is when you can't hear anything.
Well, like, God, you know, I would think so.
If you hear just a little – yeah, when that's you when you got to dive in.
When you can't breathe, that's when they say that's the
I'll
worst.
Remember
but
that
is such a drag. That is such a drag when you can't breathe. Don't it you is. Agree, Buzz?
I do agree.
All right, I'm back to normal, gentlemen.
I don't mind it.
Let's get our Hollywood buzz on. I love to talk Hollywood, especially right after I've choked to death. And watch this. I'm going to have a bite of food right now.
What could go wrong?
Watch this, folks. He's a pro.
This could actually help if you do it properly.
If you do it properly. And they taught him to eat again.
He's using his hands.
This is delicious.
I'll bet. Now, be careful. Don't.
I swear to God, what is wrong with this crap?
Well, it's not you. It's not the food. It's you talking while you're eating. You shouldn't talk and eat at the same time.
Are you
time.
Accustomed to sitting up while you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you normally recline?
No, I don't recline.
I'm trying to find what's different.
It's normally dropped into
his
mouth.
Bed. What I do actually, it's amazing. What I suck my stomach in a little bit, so it forms a little pool.
A bowl.
And then Carla like pours the pre-blenderized food in there, and then I eat it with my hands, and then she towels me off, Rob.
You see, I love to eat reclining. In a recliner.
I've eaten reclining.
When you're talking while you're eating, you're inhaling in order to keep talking, and it's that inhaling that sucks the food into your windpipe and chokes you. So don't talk and chew at the same time.
I'm not a moron, Buzz. No, I'm not an idiot. Well, I know this.
I know. I'm also filling airtime while you chew.
don't fill airtime with explaining things that everybody knows.
The bleeding obvious.
It's very obvious.
It's the pipe of wind.
You see, when you open your mouth and you suck in, air comes in, and that sustains life.
Now you've got it.
I think we should have Mr. Science, Buzz Burbank, with like the scientific thought of
Buzz
the day.
Buzz explains it all.
All I want to know is, Bethan, would you like some more corned beef?
Here's some potatoes. All right, what's happening in the land of Hollyweird?
Well, this is exciting coming just off the Jerry Lewis tapes because Jerry Lewis is in trouble for having a gun in his carry-on luggage.
Oh, no.
Comedian Jerry Lewis, ticketed last Friday.
I need a napkin, Buzz.
Oh, here, we've got a stack of them.
Did you spit out?
Let me share. There you go. Yeah.
What happened?
Have a napkin.
If I showed you, you'd get grossed out.
No, I doubt it.
Oh, show us.
What happened?
He has a spot. Oh, dear. Is a spot.
That's when the maximum.
A little bit of release?
On his shorts.
That's all right. It'll dry.
You know what we mean.
That's right. Did you have asparagus last night?
I was very excited. This has been the grossest show we've ever done.
I'm very proud.
Definitely top three. Oh, it's stop
not,
that.
Well, it's not pukey.
No.
Well, that's
it's
good.
It's more like it was like right here.
Thank goodness. Yeah, it was trapped.
Yeah, it's trapped.
Hadn't had a chance to be processed.
Didn't come from the tummy. Being more proud.
It's not pukey.
All right. So what happened to Jerry?
He got a ticket last Friday for having an unloaded weapon in his carry-on bag at Las Vegas International Airport.
But it wasn't a real gun, right?
Well, that's vague. That's blurry. We don't know exactly. Here's the story. Lewis's manager claims it was a hollowed-out prop gun that he sometimes uses for his show, and the manager says the prop gun doesn't even work properly.
That
what is he carrying it through an airport for?
That asks more questions than it answers.
I could not agree with you more.
What act on stage is Jerry doing that he needs a prop gun?
I'm trying to think. What was that show he was in? Damn Yankees?
Yeah, there's no gun in that.
No gun for that one.
He used a cane, a walking stick, but no gun.
That's right.
Jerry!
Jerry's 82 years old now.
And God bless him.
He says he didn't know it was in the bag with his other props. I can't imagine what those were.
Rubber chicken.
I have pain. And that's why at any time my pain might make me want to actually blow my brains out. And so I carry a gun with me wherever I go.
We don't know if it's a prop gun or not.
That's what he says.
Las Vegas police say if the gun had been a prop, quote, it wouldn't be a weapon and we wouldn't cite him for carrying a weapon.
So he's got a real gun.
I wonder what some of his other props are. I think there's any sex toys.
The only thing I remember is that Seinfeld episode, that tape we used to play all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry leaving a briefcase behind with a tape recorder
That's
in it.
That's true, though.
So Jerry packing heat. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Have always felt my life might be in danger.
We just heard the ramblings of a lunatic.
I'm carrying a piece. I've got a .45 Magnum.
Are you in a funk?
I'm in a depression.
Are you?
I don't know why I'm talking like this, though.
I would like, are you in such a depression that you can't even be cute?
I cannot be cute. I'm entitled to be depressed.
You are?
That is why I always travel with a loaded handgun through airports.
What about laughter?
At 82. Laughter can kill you.
Hospital now. Released yesterday morning after being admitted Monday due to a supposed adverse reaction to medication.
We may have an exclusive interview with Amy Winehouse tomorrow on
that
the show.
That would be great.
I heard she was hospitalized because a boulder trapped her in a river.
Actually, she got one of her teeth caught on a boulder.
Oh, is that what happened?
And the current actually dislodged another tooth. There was a great, great close-up on the internet that I have. You've all seen that side shot of Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Where she has the one snaggle tooth hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
This one was even closer. Because apparently she does that same open mouth gape, whether she's singing or she's laughing or something.
Or shooting heroin.
This time somebody really zoomed in on it, and she's got the big, massive hole where there once was a tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the large, long snaggle tooth hanging down. And then on the other side, an equally large gape where she's got the snaggle tooth.
Something to be said about her teeth that you don't say about many people's smile. She has very long teeth.
Very long teeth, so you can really tell with the two spaces on the side of the one that's hanging down there that's used for chewing and breaking open shells.
Have you seen last week they debuted her wax figure at Madame Tussauds in, I guess, London?
No, I haven't seen that.
And it kind of reminds you the way maybe when she first broke on the scene that she was almost attractive.
I said this a long time. I was embarrassed when I said it, but I said there was just something about her.
Yeah.
And the fact that she could sing, but now it's so gross.
Who's waxier, her or the dummy?
I couldn't tell which was real. Actually, it was sad.
Bet you I know which one smells better.
She couldn't even go to the debut, so her parents went.
Yeah, very, very sad.
But nice.
And the weird thing about this, and everybody's going to say, we could have helped her. That is BS. The fact is, people are trying to help her. I've read about her father trying to help her, and she's one of these figures where, it was Britney for a while. She seems to have stabilized. I saw pictures of Britney Spears.
Looking good.
Where she is turbo hot again. She's got the body. With Amy Winehouse, you're just kind of waiting and seeing.
That day will come, Mike, when she looks hot in a bikini again. Some news sources are now referring to her reaction as a seizure. Amy's father, Mitch, we're just speaking of him. He says, and I quote, "Amy's responded well to treatment. I must admit, it was very frightening last night seeing her in that state, but she's with good friends, not hangers-on." Now, Britain's Sun tabloid says Mitch believes Amy's problems were caused by one of her quote-unquote hangers-on spiking her drink with ecstasy.
It's just a gag.
He's trying to figure out who did it so he can go after them legally.
I just trying to have a little fun, folks. Just thought I'd put a little something in a drink.
Don't you think that if you put a bikini on Amy Winehouse, it would keep slipping off?
She had a bikini. Do you remember those pictures where she had the bandana bikini that she made out of?
Disgusting.
Imagine the size of a bandana. Yeah. Really. It is not that big a piece of cloth. And she had the bottoms and the tops tied around her.
Went around her twice.
Lovely. lovely girl.
Willie Ames has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is a shame.
Charles in Charge superstar and celebrity fit club anger ball Willie Ames has filed for bankruptcy. Says he's $377,000 in debt.
Now, Willie Ames, I put in the same category with that guy that's on the two Corys, Corey Haim.
Yes.
They look similar. They were both kind of cute little boys, mm-hmm. and then they grew up to be kind of whacked out of their minds. So, men.
Well, here's where Ames went wrong.
Did Ames go to the Christian route?
He has been Christian.
Isn't he like
for a
televangelist or something?
He's like, if I'm not mistaken, he's like a Christian superhero.
Yeah, and he does media for a Christian television network.
But the thing is, Ames hitched his wagon to the Scott Baio star.
Yes, very
and
dangerous.
That's not the way to do it. No. You want to aim a little higher, Willie.
You think?
I saw, because I've been watching so much of the actuality television lately,
yes.
I've seen the promos for the two Corys. And
talk
about a couple of bags of water there. Those two guys, I swear to God, nothing going on. However, Corey Feldman has hottie for a wife.
How'd that happen?
Mrs. Spiewak watches that program.
How can anyone sit down and watch? Was she a fan when they were little boys?
I don't think so. And I just come in and I say, Carrie, you're so much better than this.
Why?
Don't watch this.
Why? Got to flip down a couple of channels. It's Shark Week.
Sharks,
yeah.
If you've ever wondered just how much VH1 pays its celeb reality stars, Willie Ames' bankruptcy filing says he got a mere $14,000 for Fit Club.
And that's for the whole run of the show?
That's a season, right?
Yeah, that's for the whole season.
So break that down. How many shows you figure they do?
They probably did 14.
So he gets a grand a show?
Apparently so.
Hughes, president of VH1.
You know, as I have to really enlighten people as to these networks, and you see people that may think, mm-hmm. as soon as you are involved in some sort of reality television
of any kind,
or any television program that is, mm-hmm. You can punch your ticket, that you're on Easy Street.
Right.
Don and I had that rude awakening years and years ago when they approached us at Fox. Uh-huh. I remember we got far along with it.
Yeah.
And it came down to, they didn't want to pay us anything really to speak of.
Right.
And they wanted a commitment of, I forgot the number of months, but there, I think it was 3 months in that ballpark where they wanted us to go out and promote the show,
right.
like by going to different cities and going on local TV and doing, and it was going to be a collapsible show that they were going to put on after football.
Right.
And I remember how excited we were, and then it got down to it. And we said we would not have been able to make a living, not the living that we were making by going and doing this. And then they said, and the whole thing with TV and with TV producers is they say to you, hey, man, if it's a hit, you can write your own ticket. And you notice when you're watching a television program that even a show like Friends, they will get to a point in the run where they almost have to stop production because they have to go battle these people.
Right.
And that just goes to show you. And the reality shows, it's probably just about the same thing. I would guarantee you that, look at the castaways off of American Idol. Mm-hmm. They never got any money. They did the little tour, and then it's bye-bye.
No, the lucky ones have got some low-paying gig on the TV Guide channel.
Exactly.
That's the lucky ones.
Yep. Yeah. Those are the ones that
Big money.
Don't think it's the big deal. You are on the magic box, but that's about it. And a lot of these people don't make any money at all.
There is so much need now for product on television that their main bargaining chip is, hey, we're going to put you on TV.
But
there's no money. There's no security.
I mentioned it again, though, when you're talking about like Nat Geo, Discovery, and the programming they are putting up there. I would really think that the networks have to stop and say, hey, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. There is incredible stuff. I mean, I was riveted again last night. With a guy free swimming with tiger sharks, they've got people that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're rounding these people up, but I mean, it's stimulating stuff.
Meanwhile, on Channel 7, my 5-year-old is watching Wipeout.
Wipeout, yeah. Is that where they like jump on the plastic balls?
Is he going to get knocked into the water?
Do those, seriously, when they run across those mud-covered balls, though, does that not look like they're going to dislocate their spine?
I don't know how they do it. But
I mean,
that
if
was
you and I did that, what would happen? We'd be in, seriously, we would have our vertebrae broken.
The
you
only
could,
way we could do it.
Foot.
The only way that we could do it is if they were running across mud-covered us.
Hey, I'd pay to see that. That would be cool.
Willie's also gotten about $5,000 in unemployment this year, Willie Ames. And last year, he had his 2005 Jeep Wrangler repossessed.
Ooh.
Coming up in your final buzz, a big employer steals away in the dark of night. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's been referred to as perhaps the most difficult radio game in the history of radio games. It's really a safe that is uncrackable.
Awesome.
But I have faith that someone out there in Radio Land will be able to survive and conquer the Power of 10.
Ah!
That's right. Get on the line to get on the air right now. We're going to play Power of 10, 877-365-3636. We've got a pair of tickets again to see blues rock guitarist George Thorogood. We've also got Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts and L.A. Inc. Season 1 DVDs. Those are valuable.
And remember, always respect
the power of 10.
The power of 10.
If you would like to play the game, the power of 10, you know how it works. True, false questions. Get to the 10th level, and you're the big winner. And that's for the runner-ups. We're going to have nice prizes. Okay. But it's also, what is the dollar value?
Depending on where we start. I think if we start at a dollar, it goes to $512.
$512 on the line.
We'll have all this worked out.
877-365-3636. Power of 10 coming up next.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.